Show 681. Well, we had a bunch of plans, but everything's getting canceled. Eric and Matt hanging out with you until we all just go home tonight and sit there on the couch and look at each other. Be a fun evening. Eric and Maddie, happy Friday. Quiet Friday. Calm before the storm. WSOY, NightyCater.com.
The Eric Lee Show on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Well, all right. We made it to Friday, Eric Lee Show, Matt Hall, and we got here. We were all fired up for fun, and we had a great afternoon. We've crashed the classroom of the Teacher of the Month. That video is on the way. You'll be able to see it now at Decatur.com as our November-December winner was Garfield Montessori's Ben West. We were able to crash his music classroom, and by classroom, you can see why Garfield's making the move to TJ soon because they just have music class in a little area of the hallway. So just a little area out there, maybe by the lunchroom. I can't remember exactly where we were, but, hey, you get things done with the space you have, and they're about to have a whole lot more space to do some cool things. And it was our first male teacher winner, and just a really cool process. That video will be up by the end of the evening. Couple big things that will be posted, not only that, but also our Real Men Wear Pink finalists. We're going to tell you who those are at the top of hour two, mostly because we're just kind of tallying getting our ballot narrowed down to the actual finalists. It's a little different from the ESPYs. The ESPYs, we put the entire ballot out. Real Men Were Pink, we kind of select the finalists and put that ballot out. So we'll tell you who those finalists are here in less than an hour. And then we won't do anything because everything that was going to happen tonight is no longer happening.
It is. That impending weather is just enough to scare enough because of the icy conditions, school buses, all those things there. Schools are pulling the plug I know Central A&M got out early today. I believe so did Ocala Valley, at least a little bit early.
Why are schools getting out early when it hasn't even started yet?
I think because of the fear that, because there is, if you,
I mean, I thought, I didn't think it was coming until tonight. I guess it's, when are we supposed to start getting, some wet stuff?
It should be any time, actually. It's supposed to be between now and 5, 6, 7 o'clock is what it's supposed to do, but then it's supposed to change over to rain later on in the evening. Because the weird part is it's going to be the high tomorrow is going to be 43, but that's going to be early on because the temperature is going to drop as the wind blows through and blows that cold front in.
So we're supposed to start getting precipitation anytime, mm-hmm. and it is barely below freezing right now. And of course, the
interesting part is there's some maps out there.
The temperature's going up overnight. Have you seen?
Yes,
that's
the thing.
Yeah, that's so weird.
It's kind of this weird, this winter weather that we're going to have right now. It's going to warm up and just rain, and then it's supposed to rain tomorrow morning and then stop and just be windy and cold.
Yeah, that's weird because so right now this is according to my app, and tell me if you see things any differently. It's 28 degrees right now and cloudy here at the 4 o'clock temperature is the snow's going to start. It's going to go up to 30.
Right.
Sun's going down at 4:57. Ooh, look at that. We've already got like 23 minutes back since the shortest day of the year or something like that. I think because I think it was like 4:34 a while back. Right.
Yeah.
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, still 80% chance of snow. It's going to stay about 30 degrees. At 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, it becomes 100% chance of precipitation. And then at 8 o'clock, it's going up to 32 degrees. At 10 o'clock, it's going to 34. By 2 a.m., by 3 a.m., it'll be 39. It'll be 41 by 5 a.m., but it's going to be wet all night.
Yes.
So if it's legit 39, 40 degrees, doesn't science say that's just going to be rain?
Yes.
Okay. So is the rain going to, and then it's not going to go back below freezing until like maybe 2, 3 p.m. tomorrow. So is there a greater threat for ice tomorrow?
No, because it's supposed to clear off. What's also going to happen?
The ground's going to stay wet.
It's going to be really, really, really windy.
Oh, okay.
You're looking at wind gusts 30, 35 miles per hour tomorrow, starting in the morning time.
So it's going to maybe dry it out a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to help dry it out a little bit and do those things. So the threat was really going to be kind of between 3 and 7 p.m. today and this evening, which is, again, high school games are at 7:30, JV games beforehand. All the driving is going to be out there. There was a risk of there
being a little too protective.
Maybe. We still don't know what's going to happen. What could happen is we may not get any snow, but at 5 o'clock, we may get freezing rain for a while, and that could become pretty potentially dangerous.
You send grade school kids home, I get it, but, I mean, do we really – and I don't want to sound like a whiny butt, but if it never freezes tonight, You just jostled up 1,000 schedules. I can't believe Meridian and St. T canceled. I mean, that's 8 miles. How bad was that road going to be?
Oh, and it's 51. And,
and it's
the
51.
Same with Central A&M. Central A&M is going to go to Clinton
By the time
tonight.
The games are over, the temperature is going to be back over freezing. I realize it's barely, but yeah. All right. Anyway, so Tom Noonan is going to keep us updated on that game because it may turn into a makeup game tomorrow. In fact, I should look and see if I have not gotten a reply to that quite yet. I don't know about, do we have any makeup dates for any other games yet? I know you've posted all the cancellations.
I posted the cancellations. Some of them were still out there. I haven't investigated to see when the games are rescheduled. I was just putting out there that they had been postponed. There have been several games that have been.
Cancellations are the wrong word. These are all conference games with the exception, I think, Cerro Gordo at Chrisman. So they all will be played, unless there's a few other non-conference games in there for the most part. And they'll probably try to play even that one. We'll let you know when we get word of any of these games as they trickle back in. The next to last game on my list that got canceled at a games close enough that we could go broadcast tonight was our Meridian St. T game, our previously planned game. And then I got the news from Coach Noonan, reached out to Eisenhower to make sure they had canceled. They have also canceled. LSA has canceled tonight. What else is officially canceled tonight, Matt? You have the list.
I do. I got to pull it up here again. I know A&M and Clinton, obviously, Moreau Forsyth and Illini West. Illini Central, excuse me, was canceled.
Jacksonville and MacArthur.
Sangamon Valley, Ocala Valley, Argentina-Orienta, and Villa Grove, Cumberland, and LSA. And then obviously Eisenhower.
UI at Eisenhower.
UI and Eisenhower got canceled as well. So kind of all the ones there. The only one I hadn't heard yet was Warrensburg and Sullivan. That's the one thing I've not heard yet. That was just kind of following through social media. I had not seen that one yet.
Tuscola-Shelbyville. If you've got another game, if you have a game you're interested in that you know is canceled, we're not telling you. I don't care if it's one of our regular coverage area teams or not. Feel free to call Matt 875-1340 and let us know. But we are wondering about that Warrensburg Latham game. So they would be playing. I'm looking at all the other teams that are canceled: A&M, Clinton, Meridian, St. T, Tuscola, Shelbyville. Who does that leave? That leaves Warrensburg
Sullivan.
And Sullivan. That's right. That game is going to be at Sullivan. So, don't assume anything's canceled, but. That's the only one left that we don't have definite word of, at least in this county.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have Cerro Gordo Chrisman, I guess, officially announced yet either. So if anybody wants to let us know.
Yes.
Yeah. No official word on that one yet either. And I believe that's all of them, though. I believe that's all of them for tonight. So we won't have a game tonight. If that Meridian St. T game, there is a chance the makeup is going to be this weekend. I'm not even going to tell you a time and stuff that Coach Noonan told me they don't have that. That is not rescheduled yet. But there's a chance it will be, and I think we'll have a team available for it. I'm not available tomorrow, but I think we got a crew available. So we will let you know, keep you fully aware of what's going down. So a weird Friday.
It is a weird Friday.
Nothing has happened outside, but everything is canceled.
Well, the interesting part is, so if you look at some radar maps and stuff that are posted, there's a few communities. I'm in Facebook, like storm communities, whatever, and they'll show. And there is a kind of a donut.
ADM bubble, baby.
Well, there's the ADM bubble. They also think maybe it's the wind farms because it's not just over Decatur. It's over kind of the Decatur, Moreau, Forsyth. You go up further to Clinton, that kind of there.
That'd be a real thing, that the wind farms are blowing the weather away?
I think there could be. There very well could be. But I don't know how many of them are on. Who knows? But the ADM bubble, I think, is it's still holding true again. Because right now, it looks like there's things around us.
It's been like a joke our whole lifetime. Is this thing for real? Is there any science proven that this stuff dissipates weather? It is so weird that these awful weather storms happen, and they get to us, and then it just kind of sputters. Or is it just Mother Nature going, we remember 95. We're going to take it easy on you for the next 3 decades. 95, we had 2 nights of tornadoes that were horrendous, although no lives were lost, which was amazing. But it was a, I don't know, this is a, I feel like it's cold outside and that's it, and we're just canceling everything and everybody's going home. So it's all right. It's all right. Just breathe. I was ready to do that game tonight. Ready in St. T? That's a good one. That's a huge game in the standings. So. Bring it on. I love watching that Meridian team play, too. They're young. I mean, these are
we've talked about them. Yeah,
These are two teams that are going to be competing for conference championship. I mean, they still can't. They still very well are and can this year. But for definitely sure the next 2 years. Well, St. Teresa for sure next year because all these juniors are going to become seniors. Meridian for sure for 2 years are going to be competing for this title with slew of sophomores. And I believe, was there also a freshman getting all the time, I think as well. So good stuff to be had. So it's a little bit different of a Friday. We're going to talk a little high school football at the top of hour two. What else is going on? Did you watch anything cool last night?
What did I watch last night? It's fun being able to try to do thing two or three things at a time and actually figure out what you're doing while you're talking. It's fun. Anyways,
yeah, that's
high five to myself. I think I'm trying to think here. What did I watch last night?
By the way, we just got tweeted from BMET's a very good school of tweeting. Sorry to cut you off. Chrisman Cerro Gordo basketball is canceled. So let's do a little retweeting on that. The makeup game will be Wednesday, 5:30 JV. And also a tweet from Todd Yokley. I'm guessing, okay, tonight's game. He lists Meridian and, okay. Let's see. Tonight's game, basketball games at CSC have been postponed. Clinton at A&M makeup is the 27th. Meridian St. T to be determined. Then it says Shelbyville Tuscola to be determined. And then he lists Meridian and St. T again. Todd, you didn't list Warrensburg.
According to Scott Chapman, just texted in that Warrensburg Sullivan's canceled.
Is canceled.
Yes.
Okay, so we got that one officially done. So it sounds like every game involving Macon County schools has officially been canceled. Thank you to the tweeters. Okay, good deal. All right, sorry to cut you off.
No, that's right. I started watching. I haven't played video games in forever as far as on a console, so I go to YouTube. I'll watch games that come out. There's a new Terminator game that came out that is interesting. So there's a guy I follow called the Rad Brad. Funny guy, okay. Fun to watch. He just goes through stuff but talks. I mean, it's like he's perfect. He dies all the time, but it shows you the game. It's all really right. Fun. So I just kind of watched that a little bit while doing some work. And then I think I started just in passing, started watching Arrested Development for the fifth time just because I think that show's hilarious. That's all I've got. Nothing really fun.
So I caught up. Nick told me how great Arrested Development was, and at the time, only like one season or one section, whatever they call it, had come out on Netflix, and then the last couple came out, and Nick hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody hates it. So I've kind of gotten to the new ones on Netflix, and I've gotten really slow with watching them because I have nobody telling me how, that it's good. So that's my reply to what you said. What I can say is I have finished the Aaron Hernandez documentary series.
Oh, okay.
And this thing is...
First bananas.
So a lot of people say, we knew most of it. I guess the sports world knew most of it. Regular Joes may not know most of it. There is an aspect that he was attracted to men that I think is surprising a lot of people. And it was a huge secret. And, best friends from the past, men that, guys that some things that happened with are confirming this, and there is some behind the scenes stuff that everybody did not know. I'm not trying to make it sound like we knew every single thing, but the things that I think are the most shocking are things that had kind of come out in the trial process that when you start to pick it apart, you start to find that stuff when it was being covered day to day. For the most part, do you remember and care about all of it? But his link to the three murders is amazing. And you do kind of get into the courtroom and hear from some people. If you have any interest in Aaron Hernandez or the NFL, it's probably worth watching because there's a couple knocks maybe on the Patriots in there. They didn't really care about anything.
Yeah.
There's one part where he supposedly requested a trade citing his safety. He was telling people he thought he was in danger from somebody that wanted some ransom. When the truth was, he was in danger from somebody he shot in the face that lived.
Oh.
Which is is that guy's story. So we're getting that guy's side of the story. You never do. Hernandez never does approach it because that guy that got shot wanted to get his own redemption, and he never told the police. And he talks about that. He talks about that on trial anyway.
Yeah.
But you'll catch up with all that. That's not really a big spoiler. So it's called Killer Inside. And if you love crime documentaries, I don't think it's going to blow your mind because there's some unbelievable crap out there that has happened.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think everybody's – and then you get a report on his brain study, which we have seen, CTE absolutely rampant in this guy's head. I think he was an old-school tough guy that could battle his way through – showing symptoms. You know, a lot of guys can pop up with a concussion, and they're just tough dudes that can shake it off. Feek would probably tell you you can't shake it off, but this guy has had gotten a lot of concussions, and they really hadn't been diagnosed. And they show all these hits of him getting hit in the head, and he just gets back up. I don't know. Maybe some people react to concussions differently. I'm not an expert on it, but the bottom line was when they studied his brain, it was destroyed.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But they don't have a whole lot of video of him getting up woozy, you know, showing symptoms of a concussion.
Right.
That could scare you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some. It is interesting. It's only 3 hours. It's 3 1-hour episodes. If you're interested in football or Hernandez or maybe any sports crime at all. I mean, it's interesting, but I think a lot of it was recapping, and you get, out of the 3 hours, you get 20, 25, 30 really good minutes of stuff you probably haven't heard before if you were listening to sports radio at the time of all this. It's kind of where I'd go with it. Give it a try if you just like crime docs and you don't care at all about sports or Aaron Hernandez. I don't know if you'll get hooked on it and like it as much as somebody that likes sports, you know, just because it's behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, the day that he got arrested, they show these people that are outside the jail chanting that he's innocent.
Right.
Like they have any idea whatsoever. It's like they didn't do anything illegal or wrong. But you almost want to just show those people's faces, because I hope you feel stupid. Why would you ever assume someone's innocence because they're a celebrity? And that's exactly what was going on there. There's a pretty funny story that when they walk into the courtroom, this is after he's already been found guilty for the first murder, which everybody, maybe I shouldn't give that away. Maybe somebody wants to watch this, no idea at all. But he's going to trial for the other two murders, which would have happened before. And on the way walking in, some woman goes, "Oh my God, he's gorgeous."
Yeah.
So
I remember that.
Actually. Yeah. Yeah. That's, they show him and his lawyer laughing. I think it was after that happened, but, it's just, What is it with our infatuation with celebrity?
Oh, we've had it for, I think it becomes more so now because we have more access to them because of seeing them on Instagram, social media, whatever it is. They're all over the place.
Well, and we're making regular Joes celebrities.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, reality TV. That's, yeah. There are so many people that are famous that it is so maddening and frustrating to watch them and see them and find out why they're famous. Think, seriously, this is what we're.
Yeah, go to like a website that says celebrity birthdays, and like four of the top 10 will be just.
Yeah, contestant 13 on The Bachelor from
2015. Not even that. I mean, people that just have a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
So, and maybe not even that successful of one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get me wrong. I understand that, like, Leonardo DiCaprio is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got arrested, what would make any, if you got arrested for murder,
mm-hmm,
and you don't know this guy, he's just your favorite celebrity for what, why would you ever go pick it outside of a jail chanting innocent when you have no idea of anything?
Well,
look like an idiot.
So
show that person's face after the fact, after they find, everybody finds out that, yeah, he murdered everybody, you know, or whatever the case might be.
It's just, but in their head, you've created such a fantasy person that is, regardless of what they do, that they're still, I can fix them and I can be happy with them.
I get attractive people. Like, this person's awesome. I want to see this person in person. They're gorgeous or whatever.
Look at Charles Manson. How many people wanted to marry him while he was in prison forever?
Oh, they did.
That was the thing.
Wasn't that woman from around here?
I don't remember.
I think it was an Illinois woman that married Manson.
But it's just an infatuation of, I believe this is, he'll be better with me, or my purpose is to be with him, to make him better. I know he did was wrong, but whatever. There's just so many, I don't want to say it's weird.
That's a whole
other
world. After the person's guilty of all these murders, if they pick up pen pals and people that fall in love, that's a whole other odd thing. That was making a murderer guy start a relationship after he went to prison too. Now, there's also some not guilty conversation with him. All right, we got to get a break. I don't remember how late it was. What do you want to do? You want to just go?
Let's go ahead and go to break.
Weather and go?
Sure.
Weather. 3-day weather forecast. I mean, you got a lot of it, but here's the actual deal again. 3-day weather forecast, Matt Hall.
All righty. For the rest of the day today, we got some freezing rain possible later on this evening with some sleet before 9 p.m., then switching to rain after midnight in a low of around 38 degrees. For tomorrow, rain likely before noon, then cloudy with temperatures falling to around 25 degrees. Breezy also, wind gusts as high as 37 miles per hour. On your Sunday, hey there, mostly sunny skies, but a high near 13. Good. Right now in downtown Decatur, 30 degrees.
We're looking into the new year with 2020 Vision as the Community Foundation of Macon County celebrates our 20th anniversary throughout this year. This is Foundation President Natalie Beck, and I invite you to join us as we honor the transformational impact and generosity of donors who have created lasting change by advancing innovation. Our roots were firmly planted by the generations of donors before us. Our grant making reflects a focus on the environment, agriculture, and sustainable practices. On education that is inclusive, collaborative, and resourceful. On workforce and economic development that accelerates regional innovation and promotes social change. We are your homegrown community foundation, and we invite you to join us. If you're unsure what causes or organizations you'd like to help, we can work with you to determine where your giving will make the biggest impact. For more information, call us today at 429-3000 or visit MaconCountyGives.org.
Wow, fluffy egg. Melty cheese, bacon, all in a buttermilk biscuit.
Hey, sweetie! Thanks for blowing the leaves off the deck! But you're so into your McDonald's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, you blew a hole through our screen.
Whoops!
Oh, letting out the dog. And letting in the squirrel.
Enjoy a sizzling sausage biscuit and hash browns for only $1.50. And pair it with a $1 any size soft drink. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Hi, this is Jeff Ludwig.
Zach Ludwig.
And Zach Young with Country Financial. When was the last time you were at Texas Roadhouse?
Under all 17 TVs, there are signs with our three pretty little faces saying we'll give you a $25 Texas Roadhouse gift card.
All you have to do is let us give you an insurance quote. We may even save you some money.
So give us a call at 877-2830 in Forsyth or 864-5355 at our new office near Mount Zion. No purchase necessary.
Why wouldn't you?
I think I might be the prettiest.
Yeah, right, old man.
Don't miss Byers & Company on Monday. Wayne Kent in for Brian with Tanya Andrix and so much more. Only on 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, WSOY Decatur. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
This is Matt with your stories now. With icy and freezing weather in the forecast for the weekend, extra preparation for traveling and driving under winter conditions is highly encouraged. Throughout the winter, especially during adverse conditions, you should always practice basic winter driving skills and build extra time in your schedule as a simple precaution. As part of IDOT's Winter Weather Get It Together campaign, they have compiled a list of simple tips and tricks about road safety during the winter months. For a complete list of tips and tricks, go to NowDecatur.com. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital has launched an advanced critical care telemedicine program for hospital intensive care units that will ensure the highest quality of care for their sickest patients. HSHS St. Mary's partnered with Advanced ICU Care to deliver their new monitoring system of highly trained physicians and critical care specialists that will be available 24/7, providing an extra layer of care to enhance patient safety. The program continuously monitors patients' vital signs, labs, and clinical status. It will also provide protective data management tools that will help identify problems before they become urgent and prompt immediate intervention when necessary. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, check out NowDecatur.com.
Impeachment defense team, including Jay Sekulow.
Ken Starr, the former special prosecutor who did the background that led to the impeachment of President Clinton on the Lewinsky case, will also be a member of the team. Alan Dershowitz, the professor emeritus at Harvard University.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. One skier dead, another with serious injuries after an avalanche roared down the Sierra Nevada mountains at the Alpine Meadows Ski Resort near Lake Tahoe. A California sheriff confirming no one else is missing. More than 2 feet of snow falling in recent days. Another record close for the Dow. Up 50 points, the NASDAQ up almost 32, the S&P 500 gaining nearly 13 points. Housing starts up more than 40% from last year. That did not hurt. America's listening to Fox News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
Now I'm, you know, trying to get better, stronger than ever.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
877-1000. Remember it, right in town. 877-1000. We'll pay top dollar for your old vehicle. Just get it here. Drive it, tow it, pull it, or push it. We don't care. We'll even pick it up in the local Decatur area. Just get it here. We'll pay the highest prices around. That's 877-1000. Lost the title? Don't worry. We can help. We're Available Auto Parts. 2670 North Woodford Street, Decatur. The big blue building just south of Pershing Road. We also remove abandoned cars free. That's 877-1000. 877-1000. Call now and I'll stop yelling.
This is the Eric Lee Show on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is a jam now.
Man, there are not too many Hall & Oates songs I don't like, but this one and Kiss on My List are on my top list. Man, these are, I love those songs.
This one and, what is the other one I love?
Sarah Smile is a good one.
All good, yeah.
Yeah, all good stuff. There's not a moment where I'm walking through like a mall or the YMCA or whatever where 80s music is on. A song like him pops up. I'm going to turn my headphones off and listen to it because I love it.
I think Out of Touch might be the other one I like.
Yeah.
That you don't hear as much.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
But you can't be, you also can't be, she's a rich girl and you come too far and you know it don't matter anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just talent, 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 man. Hall & Oates.
Speaking of John Oates' mustache.
Oh, this is the time of my segue.
Do you know Brent Doyle?
Yeah.
He said, how about we find a hoop outside, play shirts and skins, and you can do the play-by-play. That way you can do a game tonight.
That sounds great.
And do you know Brent Doyle? And he might have the county's best mustache.
Great.
How do we establish that? Could we do a mustache and beard competition? Would people show up for that?
I think they would.
If we were giving away like $200, would that be enough?
It could be. I think more so it's a matter of who's going to be doing the judging. If you have just me and you,
no.
Maybe not. No. If you have a beard aficionado, oh my gosh, I'm like other names now. Lockhart, you know, those guys who are pretty well in the mustache and beard game.
Yeah.
They've got some friends that are in the, you know, maybe out of town area that do this kind of thing. Yeah, maybe you could have just something like that.
Yeah. I don't know I know there's like world competition. There's got to be a world mustache competition.
I believe there is. I believe there is.
What country do you think it's in? World Mustache Competition 2019.
I'm going to say Germany.
All right. 2019 results. The 2019 World Beard and Mustache Competition was held in Belgium, May 17th to the 19th. Top three in each category are listed below here. So here we go. Oh, my gosh. There's a ladies bested. There's girls with full mustaches in here.
Well, good for them.
There's a ladies category. That's incredible. And the top two are American.
Okay.
The greatest natural mustache was from Wolfgang Schneider.
As it should be.
From Germany. Matthias Kiss, K-I-S-S, from Hungary. And Rolf Huber rounded out the top three. Rolf from the Czech Republic. There's the natural mustache, the English mustache, the Dolly mustache, Imperial, Hungarian. Then there's partial beard categories like natural goatee, Chinese mustache known as the Fu Manchu, the Musketeer, the Imperial Partial Beard, Natural Sideburns, Alaskan Whaler. Then there's the full beard categories, Verdi, Garibaldi, natural full beard more than 30 centimeters, and natural full beard with styled mustache.
Hmm.
And then there's freestyle categories known as for a mustache, for a partial beard, for a full beard. And there's the ladies categories for creative mustache. And it was Americans were first and third in there. Realistic mustache and creative beard. So does that mean maybe the ladies' mustaches aren't real?
Maybe.
Realistic beard? Does that mean it's not real? Because this looks like a girl with a full mustache right here. This does not look
I I guess it doesn't necessarily defy science. I mean, you have, you know, women that have mustaches come through. What, is there a...
What do you have to win to go to Belgium? I mean, what has to be on the line?
There's got
to
be qualifiers.
But I'm just saying, what has to be on the line for you to go, yeah, I'll go to Belgium for the mustache?
I believe that people that are into these kind of competitions, it's not... I'd say it's a small audience, but I think they want that from their peers. So I want to be able to go to Belgium because I know that amongst my group of people or people that I follow, I had the top beard of that year.
Yeah. Look at this. I've been letting this go a little bit. See this?
Yeah.
If this starts curling, I'm going to be Raleigh Fingers. I'm going to be Fat Raleigh.
Sure.
Because this is getting pretty aggressive right here.
Mine won't do that.
I can twist it. It just won't curl up yet.
Sure. I don't get that. I don't get that curl on mine. Mine just kind of just keeps going down. That's why I just kind of roll with the goatee and now beard and whatever else.
I've just been letting it go to see what happens. This is the best beard I've ever had.
Nice.
And it sucks, but it's the best one I've ever had. I stopped shaving right before. I was like, okay, it's going to be no shave November. So I shaved like the 26th of October and said, that's it. Let's see what happens. So this is what's come out of that.
Sure.
I just shaved my Kyle Orton neck and then these little fat cheek patches.
It's like there's just some, I'm not a pro at this.
Yeah, me neither.
It just kind of a thing that happened and it happened.
You know who is? Brent Doyle.
Yeah.
Solid mustache. And it's just a, you know, big old thicky mustache. It doesn't do anything fancy. He doesn't have any curl on it or anything. But I mean, he's a country singer, so what do you expect? Can't do anything that fancy.
You can't do anything fancy with that.
He's got singing.
There's guidelines, yeah.
He's got singing to do. And he's married, so he can't make it look that good. 39 and counting. This got unique. This became a unique conversation.
It did. My brother, after I kind of...
Will you tell a guy that you have no idea who he is, awesome mustache or awesome beard?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
And I think they either expect it or they know it when they see me coming by or see somebody else that notices it. I do, especially when I have my camera on me. A celebration, those kind of things. Walked by somebody, I'm like, wait a second, go back over, like, look, I gotta get that beer. That's awesome. And usually it's, oh yeah, hey, cool, man. You know, and they'll hold something like a, you know, cheesy thumbs up or whatever. I've never been big timed by that. Or like, oh no, no thanks. I don't want my beard on TV. But usually on that, photo galleries, whatever, when I see them out, they're gonna make it for sure. Cause it's impressive. It's something I can't do and it's something that, you know, it has an audience.
I think it's, I saw a guy in Vegas and his beard, he's mostly bald on his head, but his beard was the thickest. It was like, who's like the best high top fade ever back in the 90s? Like Kid and Play? It was like twice what was on Kid's head.
Oh.
That thick and that dark.
Yeah.
And it was just this white guy looked like a rocker, right? You know,
he
may have had a nose ring and I was like, we're walking and like you get to the point where you either go outside to get an Uber or you go downstairs to get a cab. And I was like, if this guy walks straight, I'm going to turn to him and tell him awesome beard. Cause I was at that point where it's like, if I turn and tell him now, he'll be like on the way down the stairs. He walks with me. I go, dude, that's an awesome beard. He goes, thanks. I go, he goes, sometimes I cannot stand it. Like, all right. I like it. And, if you're going to grow an awesome beard, I think you'd want dudes telling you awesome beard.
Well, yeah, I would assume that.
Yeah.
If you have a long hair, that's like down to your middle of your back.
If you're going to porn stash it like Brent Doyle.
Yeah. You're clearly doing it for a reason. It's taking you a long time to do it. You're going to own up to it. It's not something that is, got out of bed today and it was this thick. Just kind of rolled with it.
Why not? He said it needs to be colder. He wants ice dripping off it if he's going to be out there. He needs the actual, wants to freeze over like, I guess, what would that be? People in Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah,
Or Mr. Freeze would do to him in the worst Batman ever, the one where Arnold is Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Who's Batman in that one? Is that?
It's George Clooney. That's a bad one.
I haven't seen Affleck yet. So.
I actually haven't either. I went Team Avengers on those. I never got a chance. I could watch them anytime. But I never got into the DC ones. And it doesn't help that whenever they came out, after a week later, people are like, yeah, thumbs down, not very good.
Yeah. Heated on quite a bit.
To the point there is, what is it, the last movie that came out there, they're begging for a director's cut to come out because it's a much better movie than what was actually released. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but it's just, I don't know, that's disappointing because I had heard some good things about Wonder Woman, thought maybe, and then I heard Aquaman was a stinker. That guy is eye candy, but about it. Superman, it just wasn't good. Now, maybe other things will come out, and DC will be able to jump back up and be able to do some things. But right now, man, Marvel is on top.
How can you blow it with guys like Superman and Batman?
I don't. Well, it's just about.
Is it harder to portray them because they're so iconic?
It's all about the story. The hardest part for me is that it's the story. It is. We all know what Superman is. We all know what Batman is. We've seen six movies of theirs already.
Yeah, maybe quit remaking them.
Maybe we do something totally different. Let's take some of the new comic book villains and let's try some of those things maybe. I don't know.
Or The Dark Knight was well done. That trilogy was good.
Yes.
All right, we got to get a break. 43 and counting. Eric Lee Show, Matt Hall marching on. And, we're back for more. Downtown Decatur. Everything's canceled now. You don't have anything to do.
Yep.
Nobody.
Just go home and chill.
None of you have nothing to do. Get ready for tomorrow. Get ready for this deep freeze that's coming.
Yeah.
Apparently it's going to look like just ice follies all night.
Yep, it's going to be cold.
Unless you live in Decatur. Thanks to ADM. Thank you, Bubble. We break. One more break to come in this hour, too. WSLY.com.
This is Larry Daly, principal of St. Teresa High School. Every year, we continue to offer students the best possible experience in a college prep, faith-based education, including dual credit, AP, and honors courses, not to mention our championship athletics and outstanding extracurricular activities. I invite you to call me today to schedule a campus tour and learn why you should choose St. Teresa. Call 875-2431 or check us out online at www.stteresa.org. Go Bulldogs!
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Stop by Kenny's Ace Hardware on the corner of Route 121 and Lost Bridge Road, where you get help with all your home repair needs.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Did things change for you financially this past year? Have you just had it with preparing your own tax returns? Let Katz Tax Service Indicator prepare them for you. Katz Tax Service preparers are trained yearly in the latest tax laws, and you never need an appointment, so you can have your taxes prepared at your convenience. Katz Tax Service, professional service at competitive fees. Katz Tax Service, in the same location since 1972. Indicator at 812 South 16th Street, just off Cantrell.
This is the Eric Lee Show on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Another group of popularity. Quality 80s.
Yes. Yes, yes.
The Police or Sting? Would you rather listen to 10 songs in a row of just Sting?
Police. I feel like there is a when Sting.
I agree.
No offense to Sting at
all. I don't even know my favorite Sting alone song. I don't know if I have one.
I don't think I do either, actually. It would take me a second. It would be one of those, like, you hear on the radio, oh, yeah, that one is his. Yeah. But it's hard for me to think about what, yeah. Police Sting is the way to go, I think.
Let's see. Sting songs. Shape of My Heart. That's pretty good. Englishman in New York. Desert Rose. Fragile. Must be Italian. Fields of Gold. Well, it says Every Breath You Take on it. That's not Sting by himself. So, yeah, give me the Police. Best Police song?
You know, I like that one, actually.
I think it might be Every Breath You Take for me.
There is... Yeah, I get that. I like that song a lot. Obviously, when Biggie...
Yeah, I want to remake.
That hurt a little bit. The song for me, because I just, you heard it too much. But it's one of those things now where I haven't heard it in a while. So if it comes on the radio, if I hear it, you know, on a playlist somewhere, I'm not going to, oh, come on. It's a good one. But I like that one a lot. Every little thing she does, I like this one, that one a lot. It's kind of why I wanted to play it. But.
Driven to Tears, the chime in from Jeremy Moore. And I don't know if that's a Sting song. I don't think I've ever heard
it. Yeah, that is. And that is.
That Sting by himself?
Yes. Hold on. Oh, this is actually by the Police.
Mm.
Driven to Tears.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Well, you'll probably hear it coming back then. Because I want to please Jeremy Moore. I'm all about pleasing Jeremy Moore.
All right. I like it. Yeah. 48 and counting. We got a little note from Fun Fact Scott Harrelson, one of the voices of St. Teresa Athletics here on the station. The wind turbines use the wind. They do not turn of their own power and generate wind. So you said you don't know if they're on.
Yes.
I thought they had to be turned on.
I thought there's motors and stuff in there. I thought at least it had to be on in order for it to run off the wind. You know what I mean? Because I think you can turn them down lower to where they don't run as much. So I would assume that if they're not on full blast.
And if it's like windy and like seven of them are going, how's that one in the middle not moving at all?
Well, that's again, there's a whole science to it. I know. But I could not tell you why that is. I've always wondered the same thing when I'm driving around. There's 35 of them. Why are these 20 of them on? But why is this one next to him not on? Well, what's the point of that? Just turn them all on.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't think about them. I know a lot of people don't like them.
Yes.
I know when first time I drove through a big old patch of them, I thought Transformers were taking over. Like, this feels like, this is, most of the times when I have a weird dream, it looks like this.
Yeah.
All these things on the horizon with the sun going down behind it.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. So, you got nothing to do tonight. There's no plans. Might as well go to dinner very, very cautiously. And if you're in Decatur, you're fine.
Easy there.
The closest restaurants to 8 a.m. You're totally safe.
Yeah, right. And so far right now, we're downtown Decatur, where we're at the studio, there's not much happening yet. But I'm sure that's going to change. You know, weather, it's not like we don't ever get rain here. We don't ever get severe weather here. We get some rain and wind and those kind of things there. So at some point, we'll see it around here. But if on those outskirts, be careful out there. Be careful driving home after for your commute home. Again, there's not much basketball going on. There actually isn't any basketball going on around here. So hopefully everybody can just go home and enjoy their night and start getting ready to get bundled up because it's going to be cold. Low of 7, I believe, on Saturday night. Going into Sunday, high of 14. Low of, I think, 8. It's going to be cold for a couple of days. But then it jumps back up. So you get a couple of days of freeze out and then back up to the 30s and 40s. So
we do have confirmation, by the way, Meridian and St. Teresa. They've canceled tonight. They're playing tomorrow. 2 o'clock JV start. 3:30 varsity start, 3:30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in middle of getting it scheduled. What time is Illinois comes on? 3 o'clock pregame, right?
3 o'clock pregame here, 4 o'clock tip.
So we will be playing it on ESPN Radio. We got Blake Allison confirmed. I believe Scott Chapman will call the game with him. I am not available, unfortunately. But we will have it available on ESPN Radio. This will be a pretty good game, and I'm disappointed now I don't get to see it. It better rain tonight. J.C. Fultz, this is still on you.
God bless him. He's still posts stuff on his Facebook
page. Del Rosso, this is on you. Actually, Del Rosso does still call the weather.
He does.
Yeah, just not.
I keep hoping I'll hear him on the radio because they do national. There'll be national shows that do AccuWeather, and I keep hoping I'll hear DeRosa come on here at some point in time. They have like 30 things on there, or yeah. 30 people on there. So,
dude's awesome. A lot of fun to hang out with. Last break of hour one. More to do. We are leading you up to the Real Men Were Pink finalists announced at the top of hour two. Don't go anywhere, Eric and Maddie. On the way to break, another peek at a 3-day weather forecast. Hell on Earth's coming, right, Matt?
It's not hell on Earth. It's not Snowpocalypse or Snowmageddon or whatever you want to call it there. But we're going to get some winter precipitation here in just a little bit. Just hang tight, folks. Don't beg for it because we're going to getting it. For tonight, freezing rain possibly mixed with some sleet before 9 p.m. Maybe a little bit of freezing rain after that. And then after midnight, it's going to warm up and it's going to turn into rain. Temperatures will be around 38 by 4 a.m. For your Saturday, rain likely before noon, then cloudy. Temperatures will fall to around 25 by 5 p.m. Wind gusts as high as maybe 37 miles per hour. Ugh. Sunday, though, mostly sunny skies and a high near 13. Ugh. Right now in downtown Decatur, 29 degrees.
CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
So, you've heard all about how Best One of Central Illinois has a new location in Decatur, but have you visited yet? Well, now is the time. Come experience the Best One pricing advantage and unmatched service. With over 250 locations, they have buying power on major name brand tires, yet with local ownership, they remain committed to the community. Visit today for all your tire needs, service repairs, and preventative maintenance at Best One of Central Illinois on the corner of Martin Luther King and Pershing Road in Decatur. Best One, where the best costs less.
It's the 2020 Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza, presented by Saley Credit Union on Saturday, January 25th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. The Wedding Extravaganza offers selections for catering, DJ services, venue rental, hair, and more. Register to win great deals offered by vendors all at the 2020 Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza Saturday, January 25th at the Mount Zion Convention Center off of Highway 121. Some vendors included are Mount Zion Convention Center, Nelson's Catering, Making Memories Rentals, and more.
This is the Eric Lee Show on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Jeremy Stokes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard this song in my life.
I've heard it at a bar once. I think there were police fans there. So it's one of those I'm like, oh, okay. I can
we love the police.
Yes. It was Greg Spain.
Speaking of porn stashes.
I haven't seen him. He shaved it off last time I saw him. I haven't seen him in a while. So.
Yeah, but it's contractually obligated. It's back every morning.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Just comes back.
What was his name on the Eric Lee show? This is you drive by him in 77 Grand Am. What was that?
Yeah, what the heck was it?
Was it Dirk Reams?
Dirk Reams.
There it is, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I would have remembered it.
He's one of those liners I never forgot. Anyways.
That's funny. Well, we're winding down to the end of hour one. It's a Benjamin Franklin Day, by the way. Did you know that?
Nope. Did not know that. I left my glasses at home.
Your tiny little circle glasses?
My key and my kite?
Your traitorism? Was he the traitor? No, that wasn't him.
No.
That was
Benjamin Franklin was one of the fathers of our country, not Benedict Arnold.
Benedict Arnold. It's just every Ben. I just think every Ben's a bad guy. I can't click on this to get a little more information. I'm going to have to Google Benny Frank's Day.
Well, that's probably it.
We've got a minute left for the bottom. January 17th, celebrated worldwide, is Benjamin Franklin Day. The 100 U.S. dollar bills are also known as Benjamins. Born on this day in 1706 to a soap and candle maker in England, Benjamin Franklin grew up to become one of the most well-known and celebrated Americans in history. I do think there's a lot of fun facts about Benjamin Franklin. A widely read author.
Mm-hmm.
And an inventor. He had a couple.
Yeah.
Was he the roll desk or is that Roosevelt? Or the rolling chair, maybe it was.
That's where I get dicey. I'm not the best on inventions. I always resort to Homer Simpson's inventions, which were terrible.
Bifocals?
Yeah, the bifocals is bad.
Franklin stove, glass harmonica. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess not. The lightning rod.
Shocker.
The bifocals, the swim fins. The Franklin stove, the urinary catheter. How did he accidentally create that? All right, we got to get a break.
Anyways.
Telling you who the finalists are for a Real Men Repeat Awards next. Don't go anywhere.
Don't miss Buyers & Company on Friday. Kevin Burhaney sits in for Brian with Nicole Bateman and so much more. Only on 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, WSOY Decatur, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Matt with your stories now. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital has launched an advanced critical care telemedicine program for hospital intensive care units that will ensure the highest quality of care for their sickest patients. HSHS St. Mary's partnered with Advanced ICU Care to deliver their new monitoring system of highly trained physicians and critical care specialists that will be available 24/7, providing an extra layer of care to enhance patient safety. The program continuously monitors patients' vital signs, labs, and clinical status. It will also provide protective data management tools that will help identify problems before they become urgent and prompt immediate intervention when necessary. Lakeland College history instructor David Seeler of Effingham was recently named Leo Welch Faculty of the Year by the Illinois Community College Faculty Association. Seeler follows geography and earth science instructor Mike Rudabaugh as the second